This is Dr. Lee Decading, history physical patient name, McCall, MCCALL, Veronica, VERONICA, date of service, 8-19-2023, date of birth for this patient is 4-11-1969, is a history and physical, history of present illness. This is a 54-year-old female with history of vocal cord dysfunction and COPD asthma, previous intubation in the past, PE, DVT, cardiomyopathy, CVA. She came to the emergency room, Johns Hopkins Hospital. They were hard and humid, breathing aggravated, and she was noted to have a fever, 100.4. She was given IV antibiotic. She was asking for pain medication because of back pain. They gave morphine. She was more somnolent. She was consulted with ICU, but her mental status improved, and she was admitted to IMC level of care. Patient was managed in the hospital with asthma, COPD, and vocal cord dysfunction, and were positive for rhinovirus. That may have triggered her breathing issues. And after stabilization, they also managed her all her routine medication. They recommended her outpatient ENT follow-up because of vocal cord dysfunction. She had a CPAP. She was given at a hospital, initially placed on a BiPAP, and she suddenly started to improve and recover, given IV antibiotic with improvement. And after stabilization, PTOT done, and patient was sent to subacute rehab. Today, when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no chest pain, no wheezing. She's complaining of pain and aches in the back. Past history, history of CVA with the residual right side weakness. Next line, morbid obesity. Next line, sleep apnea. She used CPAP at 14 cm of water at night. She also has a mood disorder. She also has hypertension, GERD. DVT in the past, and PE has been on Xarelto 20 mg daily maintenance. She also has a morbid obesity, non-ischemic cardiomyopathy with recent ejection fraction of 30-35%. Neuropathy, she's on gabapentin for that. She has a diabetes mellitus type 2 and history of GERD. Medication upon discharge, albuterol inhaler 2 puff Q4 hour, PRN, albuterol and nebulizer treatment, Q6 hour, PRN and Lipitor 80 mg daily, Brioleptra 1 puff daily, Cilapram 20 mg daily, Gabapentin 600 mg, 2 tablets 3 times a day, Lisinopril 10 mg daily, Melatonin 10 mg daily, Metoprolol succinate 50 ml daily, Montelukast 10 mg daily, Botanix 40 mg daily, Xarelto 20 mg daily. In the body of the discharge summary, they have mentioned they gave a Lasix, but the discharge medication was not indicated. That will be verified from the hospital. Past history, as I mentioned, arthritis, CHF, coronary artery disease, CVA, diabetes, DVT, PE, hyperlipidemia, morbid obesity, previous respiratory failure, required intubation, sleep apnea, subclinical hypothyroidism, thyroid disease and diabetes type 2, allergy, BE, pollen, cipro, diovan, penicillin, cyclosporin, mushrooms. Social history, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Reverse system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, pain and ache in the back, gender, urinary, hematuria, neuron, syncope, physical exam, awake, alert, urine, temp 3, blood pressure 150 or 77, pulse 72, temperature 7.8, Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse oxygen 97%, head back, pneumophilic, asthma, enteric, neck, supple, GVD, chest, non-tender, lungs, bilateral, round, at the bases, no wheezing at present, heart, asthma, stroke, abdomen, soft, non-tender, balls, and positive, extremities. No edema, she has a dry skin, no cough tenderness. Neuro, she is awake, alert, oriented, and three very pleasant, female and cooperative. Assessment number one, recent acute respiratory distress with the fever. Next line, acute rhinovirus infection, diagnosed in the hospital. Next line, cardiomyopathy. Next line, diabetes mellitus. Next line, morbid obesity. Next line, history of vocal cord dysfunction. Next line, history of COPD asthma. Obstructive sleep apnea, previous CVA with right side weakness, DVT, PE, maintenance, or auto. Also, she has obstructive sleep apnea, suspected restrictive defect also, as per the history and the Johns Hopkins note. Plan of care will continue all her current medications, follow up CBC, CMP, electrolyte, cord, scatters, discuss the patient, she wants to be full cord, discuss the nursing staff. Thank you.